If I had it my way in this morning's gospel, I would have broken it up a bit, used the first half for today, used the second half for tomorrow, but I don't have it my way all the time. There's this great line that Jesus says today, that it's impossible for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. What does Jesus mean by that? Does he have something against wealth, something against money? Why would he say such a bold claim? And I think that many of us know what Jesus means by that. What is the temptation when we have wealth that make us wealthy? And the attitude we need to have when we do, in fact, experience wealth is what? To continue to remember that we are dependent on God. To not let that wealth be a source of pride or a source of anything else, but that we're dependent on him. That's why Jesus continually reminds us that it's impossible for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven, because that person so oftentimes sees themselves as their own source. The second little part that I caught in today's gospel, you probably did too, is this question that Peter had. Did you hear what Peter said? Lord, we've given up everything to follow you. What will there be for us? If I would have been standing next to Peter when he said that, I would have been a little nervous. I would have thought, uh-oh, what Jesus is going to say here? What's he going to say? How is he going to react? I would have been nervous. But Jesus doesn't rebuke him. In a way, he says, you're right, Peter. You have given up everything to follow me. And here's what I have for you. Eternal life. And you're going to receive 100 times more, not just in this life, not just in the life to come, but in life now. That is a promise the Lord makes to us. That whatever sacrifices we make in the name of the Lord, whatever it might be, if we have faith and offer that to him, we receive more, not only in the life to come, but in this life than we could ever imagine. That sacrifice bears fruit that will last. And sometimes it takes a while to see that fruit. But our job as Christians is to make those sacrifices in the name of the Lord, to trust that it will bear fruit, authentic fruit that lasts forever.